Begin the current daf, Masechet Tzachon daf Kovav. We begin three lines down at the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues in the related discussion of the previous daf, which we had introduced the Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, Mayim Tzioyim, mentioned different types of washing the hands during the meal, because related to the topic of our parak, of our Mishnah, regarding washing one's hands between the eating of dairy and eating of meat, when it comes up in the middle of the meal or in general. So therefore the Gemara discussed regarding the washing of the hands before meal, known as the Atilas Yadayim, Mayim Achronim, which is after the meal, and the middle. Now, says the Gemara, Ki Asra Rav Dimi Amor, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Mayim HaRishonim, regarding a flaw in washing the hands before the meal, Hechilui Basa Chazer, cause someone to eat the meat of Chazer, of a pig, where the situation was that there was a Jewish innkeeper that would sell slaughtered meat to Jewish people, and he would cook it for them and feed it to them, like a restaurant. Now, when a non-Jew would come to his stores, who would give him all the nevelas, the non-kosher, not the slaughtered meat that wasn't properly slaughtered. Now, one time a Jew came to eat, and he didn't wash his hands, so the storekeeper thought that he's a non-Jew, and he gave him to eat basar chazer, meat from a swine. Achreinim, and once regarding a flaw regarding washing the hands after the meal, he'd see a seisha mibala cause a man to divorce his wife. That was one version. Now, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he said a different version. Rishayin mechilu basa nevela, regarding a lack of washing the hands before the meal caused the person to eat the meat of a nevela, which is not properly slaughtered. And achreinim hargetz a nefesh, and regarding the flaw of the mayim achreinim, where someone didn't wash his hands, caused them to kill a person. Whereas Rashi brings from the last parak of Masechtas Yuma regarding the incident with Kiddur, where there is a difference in regarding the incident with different Talmid Chachamim, where one says that he killed his wife, one says no, he didn't kill her, he just divorced her. Whereas actually Rabbeinu Gershom brings a similar type of a story, but in a different context, where there was a husband that deposited a certain object with his wife. Now he ate lentils, and he went out to the marketplace without washing Mayim Achreinim. Now there was a wicked person who saw when this man gave that purse to his wife, and he came to the wife and said, "Give me that purse that your husband gave you." So she said, "Give me a sign that he said that I should give it to you." So he gave her the sign that he ate lentils. Now when this man came home and she told him what happened, so again, either that he divorced her or he actually went and killed her. But the thing is, why is this related to Mayim Achreinim? Is because had he washed Mayim Achreinim, people normally when they wash their hands after the meal, so then they go ahead and they wipe their hands on their mustache, on their beard with their wet hands, and then it wouldn't have been obvious that he had eaten lentils. But again, that's the two different versions, again, by a lack of Mayim Rishonim, either that a person was fed Basa Nevela or Basa Chazer, or, in regarding Mayim Achreinim, the flaw was either that caused that he either divorced his wife or actually killed his wife. Now, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, V'samanech, and the mnemonic to recall that one shouldn't make an error. Who was it that said that he divorced his wife, and who was it that said that he killed his wife, is Asa Rav Dimi Afka, if someone remembers this mnemonic, that Rav Dimi came and he took her out, Asa Ravin Katala, and Ravin came and he killed her. Meaning to say, the first one who said the statement was the one who took her out, and the second one killed her. You remember that as a sign, as if both happened to her, as if she was divorced and then killed. And then you won't make a mistake anymore, because obviously you can't reverse that order and say the first one killed her, and the second one took her out. And since they knew that Rav Dimi was the first one who came from Eretz Yisrael before Ravin, so obviously it was Rav Dimi who said the first statement and Ravin the second one, and therefore if we remember that the first one took her out and the second one killed her, we can then remember who said what in these teachings. Now actually, Rebaba Masni Chod Mahani V'Chod Mahani, he actually took one of each one's statements and he took it L'Chumra in a stringent way. I mean, he said that by someone not washing Mayim Rishonim, he was eating Basa Chazer, which that's more severe than Nevela, because by Chazer there's two Isurim, and which is like Rav Dimi. And regarding not washing Mayim Achreinim, was that he said that the person killed his wife, which was also the more severe version, like that of Rav. And the Gemara continues on these halachas of Netilas Yadayim. Seidma, we learned the Chami Ha'ur, waters that were heated by fire. Chizki Amar, he says, Einot Lehen Leidayim. You can't use those types of water to wash the Mayim Rishonim, the waters that were used to wash before the meal, which as Rashi points out, he's obviously disputing the teaching on the previous daf, which had said that one could wash their hands with hot water, and that's not difficult on Chizki, because Chizki is a Tana. Now, Rabbi Yechonam, he says, no, neitel mehen liyadayim, you could wash your hands with waters that are heated by the fire. And moreover, Om Rabbi Yechonam, he says, Sha'altis Rabbi Gamliel, benoy shel Rabbi, and va'ichel taras, and he was someone that was eat his food impurity. Vamalin, he said to me, kol gedei legalil, oisen ken, all the great ones of the Galil, they do this, and that is, it's not a problem to use water that was heated by the fire. Now, Chami Tveria, the hot waters of Tiberias, which is these warm natural waters in the ground. So Chizkiah, he says, "Ein neitel mehen liyadayim." You can't use those waters to wash one's hands before the meal. Aval matbilin mehen liyadayim. But one is allowed to immerse his hands into those types of waters if it has 40 sa, which is the qualification of a mikvah. Now Rabbi Yechonam, he says, "No, kol gufei tovel mehen." If a person's tummy, so then he could immerse his whole body in those waters of the Chami Tveria because they're appropriate for the immersion of the whole body. But he cannot go ahead and immerse his hands, his face, and his feet. In other words, if he went and he immersed only his hands, his face, and his feet, then that would not be sufficient for the Netilas Yadayim before eating when you have to wash just your hands. Now, that the Gemara asks, Hashta kol gufei tovel mehen, if he's agreeing that you could immerse your whole body, which is generally a larger, more extensive requirement than the Netilas Yadayim, and that's sufficient in Chami Tveria, so upon the other Baragula Kolshiken, isn't it obvious that then for sure the immersion should be sufficient for the washing of the hands, which is actually more efficient than the Netilas Yadayim, as the Gemara says in Chagiga, where one's allowed to wash his hands, which is, means to take a vessel and pour it over his hands for Chulin and for Meiser, but for Kaidish, you have to do Tevilas Yadayim. So obviously you see that Tevilas Yadayim is more effective, and if it helps Tevila for the whole body, shouldn't it help for the Tevila of the Yadayim? Why is he saying it helps for the body, the whole body, and it doesn't help for the Yadayim? So that of my puppy explains as follows. He says, you're right. Bim Kaiman, in their place where they're attached to the ground in the waters of Tveria themselves, if someone comes to you, dip his hands in what's called Tevilas Yadayim, the Kulam Alei Pliga Deshar. Yeah, no one's going to disagree that that's going to be permitted and that's going to be deemed as an immersion, like all immersions in spring waters and in mikvahs, and that would work for the hands too, as it works even for the whole body. Now, mishkal minai b'mana, to take from those waters with a vessel and to pour those waters over his hands like Netilas Yadayim, dukulam alei pligi de'aser. No one's going to disagree that that's prohibited, because when the rabbis instituted Netilas Yadayim, they didn't institute it with hot waters. And moreover, Chami Tveria are worse than the case we discussed in the previous Gemara regarding waters that are heated by the fire, because waters that were heated by the fire were at one point regular cool waters. Then when you heat it up, so that was the discussion if that's okay or not. But Chami Tveria, no one's going to disagree. It never had an opportune time because it was always from its natural creation to be hot. And therefore, that's problematic because that was not included in the Netilas Yadayim. Ki pligi, when was this machlokes that we just quoted in the Gemara between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechonon, is the paskinu babaz birta, is when it gets interrupted, when it goes into a small little canal and the waters go over there, off from the larger body of the water of the Chami Tveria, and in that little canal, there is not the measurement of a mikvah of 40 sa, but it is attached to the mikvah. Marsav, Rabbi Yechonon held, Gezrina bas birta atumana. We decree, we concern, and we rabbinically say it's problematic in this little crevice because of that we see that it's not 40 sa, and we're going to be utilizing it for the purification of the hands. One might think, oh, that then the same thing would apply to a vessel too, which actually we said everyone agrees that's not effective. But Chizkiah held that no, we don't make such a decree, and therefore, since it's attached to the mikvah, has the halacha as the mikvah, and therefore that's going to be like Tefillas Yadayim Kaimun, which again everyone agrees that's effective for the washing of the hands before the meal. Now the Gemara says this machlekes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechonon is ketanai, is like the machlekes tanoim in the following brisa. The brisa says, "Maim shenifslu mishtias behema, water that became invalidated from even an animal consuming it. For example, it's got foul, spoiled, or it's chami tveria, which is these hot waters of tveria, which an animal cannot drink. So bekelim psulim, to wash with those type of hands with a vessel, that's invalid. Bekarka ksherin. But if it's in the ground, then it's valid to do tevilas yadayim, to immerse his hands into those waters, because that's a mikvah, that's different. That doesn't have the limitations of netilas yadayim. But netila, there the rabbis only instituted waters that are fit for the consumption of an animal. And if it's not, then it's not valid. But in the ground, it's okay. Now, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he says, af bekarka, no, he says, even in the ground, Taival behen kol gufa. Yeah, to immerse the whole body, that doesn't have those limitations. And even in the spoiled waters, you can immerse your body. Avaloi panam yodav ragla, but it's not effective for even immersing one's hands, face, and feet. Which, as Rashi points out, this that we keep on mentioning, face and feet, is only incidentally because of the hands, which many times when people wash themselves, they only wash their hands, their face, and the feet. But regarding to the halacha we're told, it really only applies to the hands, what's called the yadayim, when they have to be washed before a meal. Now, however, on this opinion of Shmuel Lazar, the Gemara asks, Hashtag called Gufa Taiva Ben, the same question we asked before in the Bichna. If you could immerse your whole body in these types of waters, Yadav Ragav L'Kolshken, isn't it all the more so for sure that for one's hands, for sure that's going to be effective? Weird, because the requirements of the whole body is even more stringent. Alav, the Peskinu Babas Birsa. Rather, says the Gemara, no, because we're talking about that it's getting siphoned off into this little crack off of the main mikvah. And this is what they're disagreeing about. Because the Maris of Reb Shimon Lazar held Gezrin Bas Birta to Ataman, like Reb Yechon, we make this decree that we're concerned. If we let you do it, yeah, in the immersion itself, of course it should help for the hands if it helps for the body. But regarding the hands, it's also effective if you do it with washing by Netila, but that doesn't work in these types of waters. And if we're going to let you do it with Bas Birta, you might think you can do it with a vessel too, which is not. And therefore we say that Bas Birta is also a problem. But the Tanakhama held, we don't make such a decree. Again, the same achlikas that we mentioned before. Now, the Gemara continues in the primary elucidation of this halacha of Netilas Yadayim. So, Amar Avida Bar Avin, Amar Yitzchak Bar Shian. He says, Netilas Yadayim L'chulun. When someone washes his hands before a meal of chulun, of unconsecrated produce, it's really Mimnei Srach Truma. It was required because of a relationship of Truma produce. Because a person's hands are what's called shnias. They're secondary tuma. We're concerned that it touched a place which would have made it tame, and we give it, the rabbis give it a halacha of a secondary tuma. Now, secondary level tuma invalidates only truma, which could become a shlishi, but chulin doesn't get affected by a sheni. So why are we concerned then to have to wash the hands before we eat a chulin meal? It's only because that we want to accustom those who eat truma to wash their hands, so therefore we accustomed it and we made the halacha even by chulin. Now, v'oid, another reason is mishum mitzvah, because of a commandment. Says the Gemara, my mitzvah, what's the commandment? Amabai, it's mitzvah l'shmei derech hacham, it's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the sages who they instituted this netilas yadayim, and that's another reason why to go ahead and wash the hands before eating a meal of chulin. Rav Amay gives a different interpretation. No, this mitzvah is not a rabbinic mitzvah. It's a biblical mitzvah. Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei b'lazer ben arach. The chsiv, like, because he says it's based on a pasuk, which is de'iraisa. Pasuk Meikra says, chalashig b'hazav. Whatever the zav, who is a male that has a certain emission coming out of his male member, which gives him a severe level of tumah, and v'yodav l'shatav b'mayim, and he didn't wash his hands in water, so therefore he's going to contaminate things that he's touching. Now, Amr Blazim ben Arach, he says, Mikan Samcha Chacham, from here the sages found an allusion, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, L'natilas Yadayim Minatayr, for the washing of the hands, that's a biblical halacha before one eats a meal. Now, that the Gemara asked, Amli Revel of Nachman, my mashm, what do you see in this pasuk, anything about Natilas Yadayim before a meal? So now he says, because the pasuk says, V'yadav L'shatav B'mayim, and his hands he didn't wash in water. Now, it sounds like Hashatav, but if he washed his hands in water, then tar? Then what, he would be pure from his touching as a zav? What do you mean? Hatvila bay. The way you purify a zav so that he shouldn't contaminate him is with immersion of his body. What does that have to do with washing one's hands? Ela hachikama. Rather, this is what the pasuk is saying. Someone who touches a zav or the touching of a zav, that's one thing. Then the pasuk is saying a different idea. The acher should leshatav and someone else who didn't wash his hands are tummy. Both of them are tummy. Which again, this is just an allusion, but showing a biblical source for this halacha regarding that, yeah, there's a zav, and then someone else who is related to the washing of his hands, that's someone before he eats a meal. Now, Amr Blaz, Amr Bayishi, it says, Loi Amr Natilas Dam Leperis. They didn't say regarding washing one's hands before you eat produce, regarding fruits, Elam Shem Dekiyas. That's just for cleanliness. Unlike when we said regarding, let's say, a meal, regarding bread, that there's halacha, it's because of srach trumo, or because of, to hear the words of the sages, or a biblical source, regarding peiris is different. Now, savmina, they thought from his teaching, chayvahu deleka, what he was trying to say is that there's no obligation, ha-mitzvah ikka, but there's still a mitzvah, there's still some type of a quasi-type of an obligation. On that, amalei Rava said to them, lo chayvah v'lo mitzvah, el rishos, it's voluntary, it's just for cleanliness. Now, Pligad Rav Nachman, this actually disputes Rav Nachman, because the Amr of Nachman, he says, Hanaita Yodiv Lapers, he says, if someone washes his hands before eating fruit, Ein Eil Magasi Heruach, he's from those of haughty of spirit. And to the contrary, it's actually forbidden to act with Gases Heruach, and therefore it's not Rishu, it's not voluntary, it's not volitional, but rather actually it's forbidden to go ahead and do that. Now, and the Gemara illustrates this, that Omar Rabbi Babachani says, I was in front of Rabbi Amir Ravasi, and Aisul Kameo Kakola de Per, and they brought in front of them this basket of fruit. They ate it, and they didn't wash their hands. Moreover, they didn't give me any fruit to eat, meaning they weren't concerned that I should be included in this gathering of eaters to be part of the Zimun, which is when you have three people to bless Hashem together. They didn't invite me to eat. They didn't give me anything. And actually, when they made the blessing after the eating, they each one made their own blessings. So that says the Gemara, Shmamana Tlas, we can infer three halachas from that incident. First of all, like we said before, Shmamana in the daim laperis. There's no washing the hands before one eats fruit. Vishmamana, the second thing is imazamna laperis, that we don't gather together and organize the people on the fruits to say nevarach, that let us bless, which is the zimun that one does after eating a meal, that's not done regarding produce, regarding fruits. Ushmaminan, additionally, from the fact that each one of them made their bracha on the food that they ate, the bracha achrayna individually, and they didn't have one fulfilling the other one with his blessing, so obviously from there you could infer that shnayim sha'achlu mitzvah l'chalik, when two people eat together, it's a mitzvah for them to separate, since there's no three people. When you have three people together, then one makes the blessing and the other two fulfill it, at least according to Talmudic law, with the blessing of that person. That's the bracha, that's the halach of zimun. But when there's two people, then they separate. Tanya halacha is similar in the braisa, shnayim sha'achlu, when two people are eating, mitzvah l'chalik. There it's a mitzvah for them to separate and make their own blessings. Now, says the braisa, but medvam mum, when we say this, shahu yushneim seifim, if both of them will learn it, and therefore they could each make their bracha achrayna separately. But if one of them was learned and one of them was not, then the learned makes the blessing, and the ignoramus, he fulfills his obligation by listening to that sefer, to that Talmud Chacham, making his bracha. Continuing on these halachas about Netilas Yadayim and the relationship between Chulin and Truma. So Tanya Mishnah learned the Braisa, Netilas Yadayim L'Chulin, the washing of the hands before a meal for unconsecrated produce, is Ad HaPerek, is until the joint, which is the second joint in the middle of the fingers. And the reason that this is why it only requires up until the second joint is because it's only, like we said before, because of a concern for the consumption of truma. So therefore it's enough with only the parts of the fingers that touch the food, which is basically the fingertips. And therefore that's the only part of the hands that have to be washed. Now, litruma, however, as a contentum at base, there it's ad haperek. It's up until the next joint, which is the third joint, which are the knuckles, which that's already by where it meets the hand. And Kiddush Adar Megalam B'Migdash, the washing of the hands and the feet in the Beis HaMikdash, which was from the Kir, Ad HaPerek, that's until the next joint, which is the upper joint, which is actually where the hand meets the arm, which is the wrist. Moreover, says the Gemara, B'chol Davar Shechetzit B'Tefillah B'Guf, anything that's considered a chatzitza, interposition for immersion with one's body in the mikvah, chetzit b'netil zidam l'chulin, also is considered interposition, something in the way that would not be fulfilling the obligation, but washing one's hands for chulin, regarding the sanctification of one's hands and feet in the base of Migdash. Now, similarly, as we said before, Amar Rav, he says, Ad kan l'chulin, when he was illustrating these halachas of Netilas Yadayim, he would show with his hands that up until here is for chulin, which is the second joint, and Ad kan l'truma, and then he would show the third joint to show the knuckles up until there for truma. Now, Shmuel Amar, however, he would say, Ad kan bein l'chulin, bein l'truma, up until here, this joint is for both chulin and for truma, which was saying that they both have the same halacha, and he would do it l'chumra, meaning as a stringency that regarding the third joint, that is by the knuckles, that both of them require imuchulin up until the knuckles. Now, Rav Sheshe Sama, he would also say ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'truma, but he said l'kula as a leniency that actually even truma only needs up until the second joint. Now, Amar Bar Hedje, he says, haba ki'im the kamei d'rabami, v'amah, and he said, ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'truma l'chumra. He said that you have to wash your hands up until this joint, both for chulin and for truma, as a stringency, meaning for the knuckles. And he qualifies, says, v'loitem rabami mishum de kohen, don't say rabami said this as a stringency because he's a kohen and he was accustomed to eating truma, and therefore he was stringent on himself to require even his chulin up until the knuckles, but really, maybe generally chulin, you wouldn't have to, because the Rmiyaisha barbered Rabbi Shimon Levi, a hulavai, he was only a Levi and he didn't need truma. But Amar Adkan bein lechulin bein truma lechum, and he also said this, that both lechulin and truma has a stringency, Ted, you have to wash your hands up until the knuckles. Now, additional halacha, Amar Rav, he says, a person can wash his hands in the morning when he gets up, can wash both of his hands, and he could stipulate regarding eating that it should be sufficient for the entire day, that as long as he's careful from getting them dirty and from becoming tamei, he could eat the whole day based on that washing that he had in the morning. Now, similarly, as we continue on top of Kabzayin Manalf, Paksa d'Aravis, for the people that lived in the valley of that Medina of Aravis, which they didn't have so much water. So he told them, for example, you type of people that you don't have so much water, when you wash your hands in the morning, and you should stipulate that the whole day you should be able to eat, and you shouldn't have to wash your hands again before the meal based on the washing you had in the morning. Now, Igidamri, those that say the Bishas Atchak in. What he was telling them was only because they don't have so much water, which is a difficult situation. There you can rely on the washing in the morning. But if it's not a difficult situation, then no, one cannot rely on the washing in the morning. And therefore he's disputing Rav, who seemingly permits it even whoever wants to could do that. Those that say, no, that his heter, his permissibility was even not in a contrived situation. Behind Rav, and therefore that would be the same halacha as Rav, that whoever wants to could rely on this leniency, wash his hands in the morning, and stipulate that he wants it to be for whatever he's going to eat later on in the day, and that would be sufficient for the halacha of Netilas Daim, Kaidim Hasuda.